Hey, it's time for a special reprise edition of our old segment, Talk the Walk. Because as of yesterday, New Zealand has a new great walk. A new great walk has been announced. The Hump Ridge Track in Southland. And we thought we'd better find out something about it. So joining us is Anne McDermott, President of Southland Tramping Club. Hey there, Anne.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. How are you feeling about the light being shone on your beautiful part of New Zealand?
Oh, I think it's pretty awesome, really.
Yeah.
This track's just, you know, virtually on our doorstep, and for it to have national recognition is pretty good.
Do you understand, and it's okay if you don't, what the difference is between a great walk and just a pretty good walk?
Oh, basically, I think any walk's a great walk.
Yeah. I mean, a capital G great walk. I suppose it means more money, right?
Oh, I'm sure it will. I guess being a great walk, they bring the track up to a higher standard underfoot, and maybe have the huts at a slightly higher standard than a normal walk. But the people round Tuatapere, or the charitable trust that run this track, they've got the Kaka Lodge and the Port Craig Lodge at a pretty high standard now. And I know they're talking about putting in another hut at the Percyburn Viaduct, which would give people, I guess, more time to have a look around the area and understand some of the history. There's a lot of history around that Port Craig area that can be explored.
What can you tell us? Where is it exactly, and what does the walk involve?
Well, basically, most people, I guess, know where Invercargill is. It's about a one-hour drive out to Tuatapere, and not far from Tuatapere, you just follow the signage out. And you'll end up at the Rarakau car park. From there, you put your boots on and start walking. This track is from Rarakau car park to Akaka Lodge is about 20-21 k's, and you get, you know, bushwalk, drop down to the Wyke River, and you can go along the beach to the track burn and your first swing bridge. And then it's just along to Flat Creek where you turn inland and you just gradually start climbing up to the Waterbridge shelter. There's a shelter there, and something that's perhaps a little unique to Southland, that there's a, over the side of the bridge, there's a rope with a billy. So you lower it down and you fill your water bottles. Mm-hmm. And then you start climbing probably a little more steeply up to Stag Point where you get a view. And you could probably have a breather before you continue up to Akaka Lodge. And basically, once you reach Akaka Lodge, you've done your walking for the day. And there is another alpine walk from there. You walk, it's all boardwalked up onto the tops. And some of the rock formations and alpine tours are just absolutely stunning. You get a view round the coast. You can see across to Lake Potiri-Teri. And I suggest anyone that gets up there goes and has a look that evening, because that view might not be there next morning.
What do you mean? Oh, fog?
Fog or cloud, it could plague in.
Yeah.
So day two, you leave Akaka Lodge and you head along a ridge top, and there's a shelter and toilets at Luncheon Rock, and you get a bit of a view there and you start heading downwards. Downwards is probably as hard on the body as going upwards. You gradually just, I think most of that's, quite a bit of it's boardwalk now, and you just carry on down till you get almost to the coast, and you'll be at your first viaduct, which is the Edward Burn. From there, you hang a hard left, and you keep walking along to the Percyburn Viaduct, which is quite well known. It's probably the highest wooden viaduct still left in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yikes.
Yeah, and then you're following an old tram line, which, you know, if it's been raining, it can be a tad damp along there, to the...
haven't known you for very long, Anne, but I suspect that when you say a tad damp, that can get pretty boggy.
Pretty wet.
Yeah.
The old tram lines, the actual tram lines are not there anymore, but the sleepers are there, and some of the nails that, they would be iron bolts that would go in there are still on the sleeper. So you've got to be a little careful. And yes, it can be underwater by, well, I've been along there and it's been, 100 mils underwater. You've got to be a little careful. But eventually you get to there's another smaller viaduct called Sandhill, and then you just carry on along the viaduct and through some cuttings to the Port Craig Lodge. And once again, you can dump your packs and have a wander around there. Doc have done a fabulous job, or Jock and the Charitable Trust, of clearing the area around some of the old relics that are there. I think there's an old baker's oven and an old upright boiler and the remains of the old wharf that was there from the milling days. You can certainly spend a bit of time wandering around, and often you see Hector's dolphins swimming around down there.
And you're really looking just straight south towards Antarctica, are you, from there?
Yeah, you're really looking across Te Waewae Bay, but yeah, Antarctica would be just beyond the horizon.
Yeah. But you're at the very end of New Zealand, huh?
You're pretty close to the bottom of New Zealand, yeah. And day three, you start walking along the beach. Once again, you could see Hector's dolphins along there, although the track is inland a bit. It does pop down onto the beach, and if the tide's right, you can see blowholes. And then you come back along to Flat Creek, where you turned off on day one, and you just follow the track straight back to Rarikau Car Park. But even at the moment, you've got options of walking and carrying your pack. You can get your helicopter to take your packs, and you just wander along with a little day pack. You can purchase food, usually backcountry food, at a Kaka Lodge, so you can do it, a little easier if you want to.
Were you surprised when they named it a Great Walk?
Not greatly surprised. I'm sure the people from the Hump Ridge Charitable Trust put forward a very strong case to have it upgraded. I mean, they've done a tremendous amount of work since they first mooted the idea in about 2008. Then it was opened in 2001. And they've had a hard slog to get it up to the standard it is, and to get it out there so that people know about it, know where it is, and can get onto it. There's accommodation in Tuatapere. There's little cafes there, and all that might just grow a little bit with more people coming to the area, and people will find other things to do while they're in that area. I think it's awesome.
Any mixed feelings about it?
Well, the only mixed feeling I'd be have is, you may not get that wilderness experience you had before, because there will be more people. But, you meet strangers on the track and you talk away to them, and, you can promote the area and tell them what else we've got to showcase in Southland. So I don't know that it's a downside exactly, but...
How many people are in the Southland Tramping Club, and what sort of health is it in?
The Southland Tramping Club's not a large club by some standards. We've probably got 40 or 50 financial members. We probably don't have quite as many active members. Might have 20 or 30 that go out regularly. But as we're an ageing tramping club, the average age is probably 60. So we're probably doing more day walks than we are, more strenuous walks like the Hump Ridge Track, although I see it is on our calendar for September. One of our members is leading a trip around the Hump Track, and it's usually on our calendar, but, in the past they've had an event called Stump the Hump, where they started at midnight on a Friday night and walked until they got right round in one hit, and... and our members were part of a volunteer group that would man the checkpoints.
Yeah, cool.
So even though some of us haven't walked the whole track for quite a while, we've walked various parts of it at different times. It is a track that has a lot of different things to offer with, you know, beach walking and the Hector dolphins and a bit of a climb and the spectacular views from the Alpine Tours. So it's got a lot to offer people.
Hey, Anne, it's a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope that the bestowing of this Great Walk status is good for you and for the region.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.